Welcome to Israel 18 News at 12 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. A warm evening across Israel tonight, clear skies in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem with a gentle breeze, perfect conditions for a quiet night outside. Meanwhile, Haifa is enjoying a mild night while Eilat remains warm. Here are today's headlines. First, four IDF soldiers were injured in a clash with a Hezbollah gunman in Lebanon, according to the Times of Israel earlier today. Also, Israel and Lebanon have signed a U.S.-brokered framework agreement to restore Lebanese sovereignty to its southern parts, reported by JNS just in. Also this hour, Hezbollah regroups under a ceasefire in southern Lebanon, while the IDF holds fire, as reported by Ynet. Separately, anger within Hezbollah as Netanyahu is accused of negotiating without Lebanese government legitimacy, according to Israel Hayom Hebrew earlier today. And finally, Lebanon and Israel have signed a framework agreement to end hostilities with mediation from the Trump administration, JTA reported in the past hour. Here's what people are saying online. Ariel Oseran, a journalist, writing on X just now, shared U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio's statement on the Israel-Lebanon Framework Agreement, highlighting its significance for regional peace and stability. I24NEWS English reported in the past few minutes that a U.S. official confirmed military strikes in the Hormuz area. Raylan Givens, a commentator, echoed this news, stating that the U.S. military is targeting Iranian locations in the Strait of Hormuz. Let's go deeper, starting with the clash in Lebanon. The Times of Israel reported that a Hezbollah gunman attacked IDF soldiers, injuring four. This incident highlights ongoing tensions despite diplomatic efforts. The situation remains volatile, affecting regional security. Turning to the Israel-Lebanon Framework Agreement, JNS reported that the deal aims to restore Lebanese control in the south, with hopes of stabilizing the region. Israeli Ambassador Yechiel Leiter emphasized the significance of this agreement, marking progress in U.S.-brokered negotiations. Meanwhile, Hezbollah's regrouping under the ceasefire has raised concerns. Ynet highlighted that while Israel holds fire, Hezbollah gathers intelligence. This delicate balance could impact the stability of the ceasefire and future negotiations. In a related development, Hezbollah's internal criticism of Netanyahu's diplomacy was reported by Israel Hayom Hebrew. They claim the Lebanese government lacks legitimacy in this process. This internal dissent could undermine the agreement's implementation. Finally, JTA reported on the signing of the framework agreement facilitated by the Trump administration. Secretary of State Marco Rubio acknowledged the challenges ahead. This agreement could redefine Lebanon-Israel relations, offering a path to peace. On the economic front, first, Elbit spin-off Cyberbit has shut down its operations in Israel, laying off local staff, as reported by Ynet Business. The company is refocusing its efforts internationally. Separately, according to CTEC, Israel's Finance Minister Bezalel Smotrich announced a new plan to support startups. This includes tax incentives and grants aimed at bolstering the tech sector. And finally, Israel Hayom Business described a shift in office culture, with hybrid workspaces integrating leisure activities like padel games. This trend reflects changing work environments in the tech industry. That's your Israel 18 News update for evening. We'll be back with more at 1 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.